Hello, I'm Rod Felsman with a look at the week ahead here in Australia. It's a shortened week with Good Friday observed. Financial markets will be closed. All attention will be on Tuesday when the Reserve Bank releases its April the 2nd board minutes. We'll be looking for some clarity around the change of its statement, particularly that last paragraph, which suggested that an explicit easing bias could be coming soon, potentially in the May meeting. And then, of course, we get the Commonwealth Bank's business sales indicator released. Economy-wide spending when it comes to debit and credit card transactions from the Commonwealth Bank remain fairly solid. We're expecting a similar outcome in March. And then, of course, the all-important jobs market data for March is released later that day. We're expecting 20,000 jobs to be created, with the unemployment rate ticking up a little bit from eight-year lows of 4.9% to 5%, with that participation rate remaining pretty stable around 65%. Overseas, most attention will be focused on China when it releases its March quarter economic growth data. We're expecting growth to decelerate down to 6.3% on an annualised basis. But then at the same time, we're going to get the March activity data, and we're expecting production investment and also retail sales to continue to stabilise. We've already seen a stabilisation when it comes to China's manufacturing and services purchasing manager indexes. And on the back of that, we're expecting infrastructure spending to lift to about 6.3%, industrial production to rise to 5.6%, and retail sales to be around that 8.4% level for the month of March. And then at the same time, we also get the latest update from the US with regard to retail sales. That takes place on Thursday. Retail spending in the US has decelerated. Household consumption at around 2.5% in the December quarter has been a little bit weaker, but of course there has been some impacts from cold weather in particular, and also the government shutdown. But we're expecting a rebound in March, and we expect to see an increase of 0.8% as the economy continues to stabilise in particular. And also at the same time, we then get the April preliminary releases around purchasing manager indexes for most developed and developing countries. In particular, there'll be a lot of focus on China, Germany, Japan, and also the United Kingdom. Certainly Germany, if you look at the purchasing manager index there for manufacturing, is currently at levels that have not been seen in about 6 years, so contracting as a manufacturing sector teeters on the brink of a recession. So a lot of focus on those manufacturing activity levels and whether we start to see a stabilisation take place in the Eurozone.